This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Kathmandu Valley's air quality reaches unhealthy level with AQI 175. SPV vaccination campaign for girls begins nationwide to prevent cervical cancer. Health Minister Gautam urges girls to confidently receive the vaccine, citing its safety. Nepal loses to England by 4 runs in ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And Japan's governing party projected to win snap election with majority. Now the news in detail. Air quality of Kathmandu Valley has worsened on Sunday and reached unhealthy level. As per the Air Quality Index, AQI, air pollution level of the Kathmandu Valley has reached unhealthy level with 175 this afternoon. Kathmandu was ranked the 7th among the most polluted cities in the world today. Cairo has been listed in the top rank of the most polluted cities during the period with 273 AQI. Director General of the Department of Environment, Ganaraj Subedi, said that dry weather, operation of factories and industries and speedy development construction are reasons behind the air pollution. He added that there is a possibility of more air pollution until rainfall occurs. The government has launched a nationwide human papillomavirus HPV vaccination campaign for girls from today. The campaign targets girls studying in grade 6 and out-of-school girls aged 10 years and above and will continue until February 27th, according to the Child Health and Vaccination Branch of the Department of Health Services. Girls in grade 7 to 10 and out-of-school girls aged 11 to 14 who missed the last year's vaccination will also be covered. Branch Chief Dr. Abhiyan Gautam urged eligible girls to get vaccinated, stating that the vaccine is highly effective in preventing cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is the second most common cancer among women in Nepal and the leading causes of cancer-related deaths. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population, Dr. Sudha Gautam, has said that the cervical cancer could be cured with treatment if it is detected in early stages. In a video message today wishing for the success of the human papillomavirus HPV vaccination campaign today, Minister Gautam requested all to confidently administer the vaccine as is itself. President Ramchandra Patel has stressed the need of political stability for sustainable development, prosperity and social justice. He made the remark while inaugurating the Silver Jubilee function of the National Foundation for Development of Indigenous Nationalities and the Nepal Indigenous Knowledge Center in Kathmandu today. The head of the state believed that the languages, script, culture, traditions, value system, knowledge systems and religious beliefs of indigenous communities are not merely cultural assets but also valuable foundations of Nepal's national identity. The Election Commission has stated that the printing of ballot papers has been completed for 88 electoral constituencies in 37 districts for the election of the members of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March. According to Commission's assistant spokesperson Kul Bahadur GC, a total of 10,963,000 ballot papers have been printed so far. Assistant spokesperson GC further said that the ballot printing has been completed for 37 districts. He said that the packing of ballot papers for these districts has also been completed. Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal has said that the Nepal Police Strategy Conference is crucial for building a capable and strong police organization. Inaugurating the two-day conference today, Home Minister Aryal emphasized that it would boost police morale and help align the force with public expectations. He said that the Home Ministry would support the implementation of suggestions and opinions from the conference. Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Kharki added that the conference would address issues in police mobilization and crime management, including organized crime, cybercrime, and other emerging threats. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. इन्टरनेट टिभी टेलिफोन डेटा एकै साथ
घरमा टिभी हेर्नुहोस् या इन्टरनेट चलाउनुहोस् फोन गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस्
सजिलो छ एकै साथ
फाइबर इन्टरनेट तीव्र गतिको संसार टेलिफोन इन्टरनेट टिभी सबै कुरामा भरमा नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर इन्टरनेट नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Prasad Chaulagai has said that the government is ready to support in making policies and rules required to increase participation of the private sector in carbon trading, stating that the participation of financial institutions of Nepal is necessary in the carbon trading. Minister Chaulagai stating that the ministry was ready for policy-level facilitation for this purpose. At an inauguration of a workshop organized in Kathmandu today, Minister Chaulagai mentioned that they signed the historic agreement of receiving climate finance from Leaf Coalition in recognition of our efforts to reduce deforestation through our hard work. Now, sports update. Nepal lost their first match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup to England by 4 runs at Wankhede Stadium of Mumbai this evening. Despite a moderate beginning and turning into a thrilling game, Nepal failed to seize the target of 185 runs. Nepal scores 180 runs in 20 overs with a loss of 6 wickets. In the first innings, England scores 184 runs in 20 overs with the loss of 7 wickets. Now, Nepal will compete against Italy on Thursday. Apart from Nepal, England and Italy, Group C also consists of West Indies and Scotland. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Japan's ruling party led by Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi is set to seal a decisive win in Sunday's snap election, the BBC cites exit polls as suggesting. The country's first female Prime Minister is seeking a clear public mandate just 4 months after becoming Liberal Democratic Party LDP leader. Her predicted success is in marked contrast to her two predecessors, under whom the party lost its parliamentary majority because of corruption scandals and rising costs. The LDP is projected to win 274 out of 328 seats in the race, according to a poll by broadcast NSK. Leaders from India and Malaysia have affirmed their commitment to strengthening trade ties and exploring new cooperation in semiconductors, defense and other sectors. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim met on Sunday in the Malaysian administrative capital Putrajaya. According to Al Jazeera, the two leaders pledged to deepen India-Malaysian collaboration across trade and investment, food security, defense, healthcare and tourism. Modi is on a 2-day visit to the Southeastern Asian country. It is his first since the two countries elevated ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership in August 2024. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mist in a few places of the Terai region. There will be partly cloudy conditions over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces, including Gandaki province, while the weather will be mainly fair in the remaining areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kathmandu Valley's air quality reaches unhealthy level with AQI 175. SPV vaccination campaign for girls begins nationwide to prevent cervical cancer. Health Minister Gautam urges girls to confidently receive the vaccine, citing its safety. Nepal loses to England by 4 runs in ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And Japan's governing party projected to win snap election with majority. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this all, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.